So, of course, tomorrow, Finance Minister Tito Mboweni, he's going to be delivering his midterm budget policy statement, and he'll be preparing that today, no doubt. COSATU issuing a statement outlining its expectations of that mini-budget, saying there's a lot riding on it as a result of our economic decline, skyrocketing unemployment rates, and deepening poverty. Let's speak now to Matthew Parks. He's COSATU's parliamentary coordinator. Matthew, thanks for joining us today. What would you like to see Tito Mboweni saying tomorrow in his mini-budget?
Yes, no, good afternoon. Thanks for having me. I think we appreciate government is having to juggle many issues at once. Right now, I think for us, the fundamental issue we have to tackle is the economic crisis. We're in a deep economic recession. We need to avoid going into a depression. Unemployment has pushed past 50% for the first time ever. This is the worst crisis in a century. So I think for us, it's about throwing every possible intervention to save every single company, to save every single job, to see how can we stimulate economic growth. The President announced the economic recovery plan last week at Parliament. This had been extensively engaged upon with Labour, Business and NEDLAC. So we really want to see the Minister fleshing out those progressive commitments. So explaining how are they going to invest in our infrastructure, for example, in ports and rail, in energy, water and roads, which will help to boost economic growth, to drive manufacturing, exports, to make sure workers get on time to the economy, about giving support to Eskom to get it back on its feet so we have reliable and affordable electricity. But of course, you know, there's so much we can do, but that'll be limited if government doesn't deal decisively with the demons of corruption and wasteful expenditure, which consume about 10% of our budget every year, about 150 billion grand. So we really want to see decisive measures. We propose many of COSATU to government on dealing with it, the holding people to account and the recovering of those stolen funds. We'd hope that the minister would expand upon the support given to SARS to deal with tax evasion, especially customs duty evasion, where we lose billions of rands every single week because of the non-enforcement of customs duties.
Matthew, sorry, just to jump in there. Obviously, one of the big talking points is around the wage bill, the government wage bill. You're saying government needs to cease its war against public servants and must honour that 2018 wage agreement. But obviously, a lot of criticism of government on this bulging wage bill at the moment. How do you anticipate that playing out?
Look, I think number one, the government has to engage with workers. It hasn't done it so far. It announced its withdrawing from the agreement a day before the budget speech in February. It hadn't engaged with workers. Now Tito has said they want to have a freeze on the public service wages for the next 3 years. It hasn't come to the bargaining council to engage. If they were to engage with workers, they would find workers are keen to assist government to address this crisis. But the real crisis of the fiscal space for government hasn't been the wage bill. The wage bill has been consistent since 2009 at 35% of the budget year after year. In fact, the headcount has been declining over the years in relation to population growth. And that's having an impact upon public service delivery. But look, government has to engage. Mm. The real crisis for the fiscal crisis has been the fact that we lose, according to the Auditor General, 10% of our budget every year. That's 150 billion rand to corruption and wasteful expenditure. The other part of the crisis has been the declining level in tax revenue because of a stagnant economy. So you can pay nurses or teachers or police officers too little, you can cut their wages, but that's not going to address the root cause of the crisis, which is corruption, waste expenditure, and a stagnant economy.
Matthew, sorry to cut you off there. Matthew Parks, he's COSATU's parliamentary coordinator, looking there towards the mini-budget tomorrow. Finance Minister Tito Mboweni, he'll be delivering that midterm budget tomorrow. We will be watching that one, of course.